Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard. It is September 10th, 2008. This is Michael Collins Piper making a return trip here to republicbroadcasting.org today. Spent an enjoyable 2 hours this afternoon on a National Intel report with the grand young man of Republic Broadcasting Network, John Statmiller. We talked about my new book, Target Trafficking. Incidentally, I was just advised by my producer that several people from Canada tried to call the 800 number for American Free Press and could not get through. I guess I wasn't aware of that the 800 number doesn't work for, I guess, apparently outside the United States, or at least, I don't know, to tell you the truth. But in any case, after the first break, I will give you a direct line you can call to American Free Press if you want to order the book and charge it to your Visa or MasterCard. They do take Visa or MasterCard. In any case, it was an enjoyable and interesting hour, as all, well, actually it was 2 hours, as all of John's broadcasts are, and as I think it's safe to say, as all of the broadcasts are here on this network. John and I talked about the fact, and I think this is important to point out, that, you know, we know for a fact that most of our listeners do not listen live, ladies and gentlemen. They listen in the archives, and that's one of the great things about Republic. That is the fact that Republic makes its archives free to the world at large. You know, I don't know how many times I have gotten on websites and hoped to listen to one thing or another, and then found out, oh, you got to pay $5 here or $5 there, or charge it to your credit card. A lot of times I don't have anything on my credit card that I can charge with, so that cuts out listening. But nope, it's pretty easy to get up here on the RBN website at republicbroadcasting.org and check out the archives, as I do quite frequently, oftentimes when I'm working on the weekends and in the evenings. So, in any case, that is something you always need to remind your friends about Republic, publicbroadcasting.org, that the website, the access to the website is absolutely free, and you can get a hell of a lot of information up here from lots of good people and their guests, and I just encourage you to remind people that you can do that. Yeah, it's interesting. I have been broadcasting on RBN since February 1st, 2006. Hard to believe that much time has gone by. Just absolutely hard to believe. But, you know, as I, again, I'm repeating myself here. If any of you heard this earlier, you're hearing it for a second time. And I've probably said it on the air here other times, too, that one of the benefits I've had from this program is my own program, is to get the input from the callers about things that I have written, things that I have commented upon on the air, and just to get their thoughts about a lot of things, your thoughts about a lot of different things. We don't always agree. We don't always disagree. Sometimes we agree, but we're coming from completely different points of view. So it's always very, very interesting. And, you know, I frequently complain about the fact that so many people sometimes misunderstand what I say or what others say, but this is a great opportunity, you know, to hash it out, some of these things, and, you know, just get things down to where we understand exactly what we are talking about, or at least try to. Well, we're going to the break, and when we come back, I have a very interesting message from Malaysian attorney and diplomat Matthias Chang regarding the Ted Pike, Mark Glenn, Hashem Talawi, Chuck Carlson affair. I know a lot of you will find that of interest. Stay tuned.
Hi, heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural product you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press and the Barnes Review. You can check out American Free Press at americanfreepress.net and the Barnes Review at barnesreview.com. Not thebarnesreview.com, just plain old barnesreview.com. And that's not Barnes like in the barns you see out in the country. It's Barnes as in Dr. Harry Elmer Barnes, and that's spelled B-A-R-N-E-S review.com. Anyway, do check it out. Now, the number for American Free Press, a direct long-distance line, not toll-free, for those of you who are in Canada or for those of you who, for whatever reason, cannot access the 800 number there, the direct line is 202-544-5977. 202-544-5977. That number is only accessible from about 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The toll-free number, which is accessible from about 8 a.m. Eastern Time to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, is 1-888-699-NEWS. 888-699-NEWS, and I'll make that offer that I made on John's show today. My book, Target Traffic, it normally sells for $25, but if you call the 800 number or that line, call in and say that Mike Piper made the offer on John Statmiller's show or on his show tonight here on September 10th. We'll give you a special discount, $20. Discount, that's pretty good. All right, folks. Well, anyway, if you are a regular listener to this program, or if you're a follower of Ted Pike's website at truthtellers.org, or both, and I hope you do both. And, of course, I should mention Mark Glenn's crescentandcross.com. And I don't know what Chuck Carlson's website is, and, of course, we have Hashem Talahi at currentissues.tv. But in any case, without getting bogged down in all those addresses, you are probably familiar with the fact that Ted Pike, he issued a blast at Mark Glenn and Hashem Talahi and Chuck Carlson of Straight Gate Ministries for having attended an interfaith conference discussing the problem of Zionism, the power of the Israeli lobby, what Israel is doing to America and to the world. And summarizing Ted's view rather quickly, but I think accurately, his point of view is that American Christians have no business making common cause with Muslims. Now, Ted might debate some of the nuances of my summary of that, but just for the sake of argument, let's just say that's what it is. Mark Glenn responded to that, and since then, Ted responded back to Mark Glenn's response. I hate to get into the thicket of the details here, but just I do want to bring everybody up to speed so that what I'm about to relate to you is in some context. Never assume that everybody who is listening has heard every other show and has absorbed everything that you've absorbed. It'd be nice if it worked that way, but it doesn't. We all do think differently. That's my lecture on listening carefully. But in any case, in Ted's response, he mentioned the nation of Malaysia, which is a nation which does have Islam as a state religion, but Islam is not suppressing Christianity in Malaysia. I have been to Malaysia twice. I've spent a total of about, almost 6 weeks in Malaysia. I spent almost a month the last time I was there in Malaysia, and roughly about 2 weeks when I was there a couple years earlier. And so I've gotten to know a lot of people there, some people very well, others on a friendly basis. I've seen how Christianity flourishes there, ladies and gentlemen. I've walked down the streets there many times in many places in Malaysia and seen multiple numbers of Christian churches flourishing freely. In fact, it's odd, about the only religion that doesn't flourish there is Judaism, and it's not because Judaism is suppressed, it's just because there are very few Jews in Malaysia. But in any case, even though Malaysia does have Islam as its state religion, it's a pretty wide-open country. Christianity is not suppressed there. But in any case, having read what Ted said, it inspired me to send an email to my friend in Malaysia, Matthias Chang. Now, Matthias, as you can tell by his last name, is of Chinese descent, born in Malaysia, to a Chinese family that had been there, I guess, two generations before him, maybe. But in any case, Matthias Chang is a Roman Catholic by faith, having been raised a Roman Catholic, educated in Catholic schools in London from the time he was in grade school up until law school. So he's certainly not a Muslim. He's not a Malay. He is a Chinese Catholic, and there is a difference between the Malays and the Chinese. In fact, there's some ethnic strife in Malaysia between the two groups. The Malays tend to be the majority of the Malays tend to almost overwhelmingly be Muslims. Well, Matthias, however, was top-level political secretary to longtime Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, and in many respects served as a roving diplomat on Dr. Mahathir's behalf, knows people all around the world, at the highest levels, a very experienced attorney, very experienced diplomat, and I'm pleased to say a very, very good friend. One of the brightest people I've ever known, and his insights into things continue to amaze me. Very few people I can say that about. I can say that about Matthias Chang, however. Well, all of that having been said, as a form of an introduction to who Matthias Chang is, this Chinese Catholic advisor to a prominent and respected Muslim prime minister, who's been a critic, incidentally, of what has been called Islamic extremism, but who at the same time is an outspoken critic of Zionism and global imperialism, which we often refer to as the New World Order. Well, I wanted to get Matthias's take on what's been going on with Ted Pike's comments about Mark Glenn, etc., his response, etc. Well, Matthias wrote me back and basically said, feel free to edit what I have written for use as you see fit. I'm not going to edit it at all. In fact, I'm going to read it word for word to you here tonight because I think Matthias's insights are important. They're important not only because he is someone who's raised in a Muslim country in one of the out religions, so to speak. He's also been an official in the cabinet of the longest-serving prime minister of that country. He is also, Matthias is, an outspoken critic of Zionism and the New World Order. His books, Future Fast Forward, Brainwash for War, and his new book, which is not yet published but which will soon be, The Shadow Moneylenders, demonstrates that he is very much in tune to the thinking of American patriots, populists, and nationalists. He's a big admirer of Ron Paul, very familiar with the writings of Thomas Jefferson and Huey Long, and you name it. Very well-read guy. So we're not talking about someone who does not know whereof he speaks. And this is somebody who has, as I say, worked internationally with people of all political stripes, creeds, and colors, fighting Zionism, fighting the New World Order, fighting the international banking elite, standing essentially from a Malaysian perspective, just as those of us in American Free Press and all the good people here at republicbroadcasting.org stand. So this is a real friend to America's patriots, and we need to be thankful that there are people abroad who think as Matthias Chang does indeed think. So, I sent Matthias the email, not knowing quite how he would respond, but having a pretty good idea, but in any case, I am going to bring you his response. However, because of my long introduction, I see now that we are approaching, very fast approaching, the break, and I will hold off until we come back from the break to read you Matthias's response. Suffice it to say, before we do go to the break, I must tell you that there's a great new article by Mark Glenn, which I believe is going to be posted at crescentandcross.com, in which he speculates, and I think speculates with great erudition, for want of a better word, about the possibility of a false flag attack aimed at an American presidential candidate, namely Barack Obama, in this forthcoming presidential election. I think it's a very real possibility, ladies and gentlemen. There's much, much more going on in this election than meets the eye. It's not a matter of black and white, pun intended. All right, we're going to the break. When we come back, I will launch directly into Matthias Chang's very interesting analysis of the Ted Pike, Glenn Salawi, Carlson affair. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper returning here at republicbroadcasting.org. Now reading you Matthias Chang's response after I sent him copies of Mark Glenn and Ted Pike's point counterpoint. He writes, "Dear Mike, I had not been following the debate, although what happened is sad and I am disappointed. I have read all Ted Pike's works, and he has a sound approach to issues concerning Zionism, and I am surprised that he has attacked Mark Glenn, Hashem Talawi, and Chuck Carlson. I'm not familiar with the situation in the USA and how the various religious organizations collaborate. Be that as it may, collaborate we must, so as to form a broad, united front against Zionism. That must be the overall strategy. However, in each specific situation, tactics may differ, but we should not, on account of difference in tactics, mount unfounded and unnecessary attacks on anyone or organization who is genuine in its struggle against the common enemy. In such situation, the relevant parties should consult with each other in confidence so as to promote understanding and minimize disagreement. We should always work a minimum common denominator! This is how I have been working in Malaysia. In working against the war party and Zionism, I have worked a broad spectrum of people from quote-unquote left-wing to quote-unquote right-wing, So long as when we are on a common platform against the common enemy, we do not criticize the respective organization's political leanings unless they serve the interests of the common enemy. We also take the stand that no one should claim to be the gatekeeper and the know-all and be-all and lord over others. We take this common sense approach because in any, and oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, I'm losing the type here on you. Oh, for God's sake. Okay, here we go. That's me talking, not Matthias Chang. He says, we also take the stand, these new computers, folks, I'm telling you. He says, we also take the stand that no one should claim to be the gatekeeper and the know-all and be-all and lord over others. We take this common sense approach because in any event, there cannot be absolute harmony and unity of views in such a broad alliance. That's worth repeating. He says, in any event, there cannot be absolute harmony and unity of views in such a broad alliance. If we cannot even have common and uniform views within a single organization, what more can we have in a broad alliance? Hence, all our anti-war campaign and conferences have been so successful, always drawing record crowds from all walks of life. We overcome potential differences with generosity of spirit and tolerance and enlightening others to our views by constructive dialogue, never condemning anyone. A good leader is one who can unite and not divide, especially at times of diversity or of adversity. A good leader is one who can unite and not divide, especially at times of adversity. Therefore, I adopt the view that when any partners are attacked within the broad alliance, notwithstanding any differences in approach, we will counterattack against the common enemy and not fear the enemy's attacks and smear campaign. I hope that Ted Pike can sit down with Mark and the others and resolve whatever difference for the benefit of the Global Alliance Against Zionism. I believe that Ted Pike is a pastor, and as such, he should be more accommodating and less judgmental. And he says, whatever it's worth, I hope that the above is of some use, and I leave it to you to edit for the purposes of rebutting any unfounded attacks on Mark and friends. Stay united. God bless you all. Matthias. And as I say, folks, I have read this to you unedited. There was one or two places where Matthias missed a word, as we all tend to do when we're writing and thinking. But in any case, that is the exact rendition of what I thought was a very thoughtful and perhaps even in some respects profound commentary by Matthias Chang. So I leave it as it stands for you to think about, and I would encourage you also, by the way, to check out Matthias's website at futurefastforward.com, just like it sounds. The word future, then fast forward, FORWARD.com, futurefastforward.com. If you have not read Matthias's outstanding books, they are available from American Free Press. Brainwash for War, Program to Kill, that's the second book. And the first book is Future Fast Forward. Both of them very, very interesting and, well, thoughtful books. That's an understatement. They're very interesting reading precisely because they do come from the perspective of someone with a wide global reach and outreach, connections internationally. He knows them all, he's met them all, and he's someone that does deserve to be listened to. I must tell you that after AFP published his books here in the United States, we had a lot of letters coming in. I suppose I should be jealous. A lot of letters coming in from readers saying that he's the best writer all around. So there you go. Anyway, we are going to the break. If you want to call in here, talk about this or any other matter, up to a point, of course, feel free to do so. Number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We got a full lineup of callers while I was going on. So I guess we will go, as promised, directly to the phones. Going to go first to John in California. John, come on up.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing?
Hey, great. First-time caller, but I've been really the spotlight from his inception in Liberty Lobby and now American Free Press. And
all right, good for you.
And I'm glad you wrote about Jim Traficant. That's someone I think hasn't been talked about for a long time.
Yeah, I wish I had actually gotten the book out earlier, but I just had so many other things on the plate. I'd actually was kind of hoping that someone else would come out with a book on the subject more in-depth and more detailed than mine. Mine is really like a broad paintbrush overview of the whole thing, but no one else has written such a book. I doubt anyone will, but it's a story that I thought needed to be told. It's kind of funny. I got an email from someone today who had gotten an email from somebody else saying, I wonder why he tackled that subject, and I said very simply, well, it's a story that needs to be told. The guy was railroaded through and through. It was a setup of the first and worst order, and Jim Traficant's a good man, and the story needs to be told.
Hey, Mike, you know, before he went to prison and he'd been convicted, I know that some of these mainstream talk show hosts had talked to him and say, okay, yeah, we'll keep up what's going on. I haven't heard a thing from them since he went to prison. Not a thing.
Yeah, you know,
even
I tell you.
Family.
Well, I'm sorry, what?
even about what's happened to his family.
You yeah,
know, the,
you know,
the hassle and all that.
That's exactly what did happen. Even after he went to prison, the Justice Department and the FBI were trying to take money from them, saying that that was money that he owed for the fines that he was that were levied against him, and just putting the family through hell. And you know, it's interesting because, you know, Jim's wife works as a beautician. She may have retired by now, I'm not sure, but, you know, these people lived very simply. They didn't live the big shot lives that so many of these congressional families live, you know. I mean, when Jim lived here in Washington, he lived on a rickety old houseboat in a Washington harbor, and one of the charges against him, evidence of his quote-unquote corruption, was because he got some people from his congressional staff to come down on the weekends and help him scrape paint off the boat. Now, that's one of the corruption charges against him, you know? He'd get people from his office out in Ohio to come out and help him on the farm over the weekend. In fact, one of the people who was called to testify to this said on the stand that it was kind of like, he considered it kind of like a health spa. And Jim Trafficant's a fun guy to be around, so it was fun to be out there working with Jim. But the government made this corruption. And like I point out in the book, George Bush used to take his staff from the White House down to Texas and get them to help him work on the ranch. Well, if Jim Trafficant is subject to indictment for getting his friends from his congressional staff to work on his farm, then George Bush is equally indictable. But, yeah, you know, that's just my opinion.
Well, look at people like Dan Rostenkowski. You know, he got indicted, but, you know, what happened to him? Nothing, probably.
He served a very brief time in jail. And the funny thing is about Rostenkowski, he was not indicted for the other crimes that everybody knew he was committing. They selected some relatively obscure thing, and they did indict him and convict him, but he served a relatively short time.
Yeah.
No member of Congress, to the best of my knowledge, has ever served as long in jail as Jim Trafficant has.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Dan, I got one thing that's kind of off the thing, but I listen to these talk show hosts during the week because I can't, in the car, listen to Republic Broadcasting.
Right.
But it's funny, I listen to both sides, conservative like Rush and the liberal side, Hair America, now they brought up, you know, it's funny, you listen to, you know, it's all either Democratic, Republican, liberal, conservative. You know, I always thought it'd be, just for humor, it'd be fun sometimes just to pit each talk show host against one another.
Well, you know, John Stadtmiller and I were talking about this aspect of the media today, you know, and it's kind of interesting because, you know, you can listen to these other other programs in the mainstream media, the liberal versus conservative point counterpoint. And what's interesting, in many respects, they are really all essentially saying the same thing with only certain nuances, whereas when you turn to Republic Broadcasting, you get a genuine alternative.
You're absolutely right, Mark.
Yeah, and it's so many people are starting to come around and recognize this so-called right-left, liberal,
right,
conservative, Republican,
oh,
Democrat.
I think they're reading off a script. And the other thing, too, is pit some of the talk of the callers against callers, liberal against conservative, and that. It'd be a laugh. I'll tell you, just listen to some of these people.
Yeah, you know,
it's like you're reading a script.
It's exactly right. Yeah, you know, I read these letters to the editor of the Washington Post, and it's like exactly that. You get the Republican point of view and a Democratic point of view, and every once in a while, it's kind of funny. Every once in a while, I'll see a letter to the editor from someone who I say to myself, oh, my God, they might be a reader of American Free Press or a listener to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You see, those are the letters and commentaries from these letter writers that are the ones that are the most informed. They don't buy into the standard script, as you call it, and call it quite correctly.
At least American Free Press does print negative views or things that people don't like about the paper or some of the articles. At least they put that in every now and then.
Yeah, we do.
We
get a lot of it always surprises me as to some of the criticisms we do get, but get them we do, and publish them we do. So, you know,
hey, Mike, God bless you. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Well, here is a caller I don't think we've heard from in a long time. I haven't heard from her in a long time, if it's who I think it is. Her name is Rita, and she's calling from Texas.
Hello?
Rita.
Hello, Mr. Piper. How are you doing?
How you doing? This is Rita.
Yes, it is. It's
yeah,
Rita
I think
Texas.
We've talked before. How have you been?
Well, I've been taking a sabbatical. I wanted to talk in defense of Mr. Ted Pike, if I may.
Go ahead, yeah.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say, Mr. Pike, I have thoroughly enjoyed your research. I have thoroughly enjoyed your positions concerning various matters, and they have been most helpful in assisting myself in trying to pass this information to what I believe, hopefully, are effective audiences. However, I personally am in agreement with Mr. Ted Pike with regards to his position with regards to Mark Glenn and also Hersham Talawi. Now, prior, I would like to also tender that when y'all had that convention out there in California, Mr. Mark Glenn had personally, approached me about, offering a contribution in order to get Mr. Talawi out there, and I was one, perhaps of many others, that provided a sizable donation. So at one time I was on very, what I thought were very, very, very friendly terms with regards to Mr. Glenn and Mr. Talawi. However, that position has changed. Right now I find them very, very abusive. I do not find them credible. And I may be explaining that a little bit later on. But, however, let me get back to Mr. Ted Pike. Mr. Ted Pike happens to be a minister of a particular religious persuasion of which I am not a member of, but he is a Christian. That is very, very clear to me. And I firmly believe that what is going on, whether or not people can recognize it or not, this is really a war of it's really a religious war that is going on. Albeit, Christian versus Jew, Christian versus Muslim and Jew, and vice versa. This is a battle between philosophical and religious positions. And being a Christian of a different persuasion and understanding Mr. Ted Pike, many Christians are of the position that they rely on the Christian principle of Jesus when he said, "No man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or love the one and hate the other." Historically, Christianity has defended itself against the hostility of the Muslim religion, going back to Saladin, when they were opposing each other. The Jews and the Muslims at one time were in alliance with each other, and as a result of that alliance, it precipitated in the conquering of Gaul, which was Spain at that particular time. I firmly believe that Mr. Pike, and I'm in agreement with him, he is trying to make an effort to unite the Christian elements that are in the United States, which he is entitled to under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, under freedom of speech, freedom of religion, petitioning the government, etc. And he is also entitled to expose whom he perceives as enemies of what particular goals or objectives he's trying to achieve. I personally do not trust Mark Glenn as far as him professing to be a so-called Catholic. I happen to be a Catholic does not recognize John Paul II as being a true pope and the infiltration of the Catholic clergy by Jews. I do not trust Mr. Mark Glenn any longer, and I really don't trust many people that seem to support him blindly. I say blindly, with regards to loyalty, including Mr. Talawi. So, I think that there are other people maybe that have not voiced this particularly, but in any endeavor, Mr. Piper, there has always been infiltrators.
Let me ask you this, Rita. I obviously disagree with you regarding Mark and Hersham, but what about the?
And you're entitled to do so.
Well, right, okay. But and as far as your defense of Ted Pike, I have to say it's quite effective. But what about setting aside your feelings about Mark Glenn and Hersham Talawi? What about Chuck Carlson?
Honestly, Mr. Piper, I try to evaluate a situation justly. I'm not really that familiar really with Mr. Chuck Carlson, although that's not to say that I may not allow myself to be more familiar with him. The only thing I can recall about I believe he's the one who was in prison at one time and has now become a Christian minister. Is this the same person you're
saying? Well, I don't know about him having been in prison. He may well have been, but I'm only familiar with the work he's done as far as trying to expose the dispensationalists like Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and John Hagee and picketing their churches and
There was a Chuck Carlson that was in some capacity of working with one of the I don't know if it was Reagan or one of the presidents, and he got caught up with some kind of
No, that's Chuck Colson. Colson. Okay. All right, just for the record.
With Mr.
Yeah,
Carlson.
Okay.
Okay. And so I have really no comment concerning him since I'm really not familiar enough with his background nor his, you know, particular actions.
But let's just suffice it to say I think in summary, if I may summarize what I take to be your point of view, putting aside your personal feelings about Mark and Hashem, you're basically saying that if it was somebody else other than Mark Glenn and Hashem Talawi who were in the same position saying the same things in the context that they did, that you would say that Ted Pike's criticisms were correct.
Yes, I would say that.
Okay.
They would justify.
Right. Fair enough, Reed, and I appreciate your call.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right,
thank
you
so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, sure.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, fair enough. I don't agree with her comments about Mark and Hashem. I think they stem more from I won't even comment on that. That's between them. All right, let's go to Bill in Ohio. Bill, come on up.
Hi there, Mike. How are you? Good evening.
All right.
Good. A little bit of drama here. It seems as though Ted's position is almost a neocon position, if you will. Let us not talk to one another, interfaith, that whole position is completely flawed, and hence the popularity of Ron Paul and his foreign policy, who is a true uniter and not a divider, which is what Ted Pike is promoting. Jews, Christians, and Muslims must all come together, lest we face really our own doom in what they have planned and in what they have in store for us. And the common enemy, as I see it, really is a Zionist world order, and exposing them from an interfaith standpoint absolutely makes sense. Christians and Jews both live amongst Muslims in peace. In Iran, right now, there are 250,000 Assyrian Christians. There are 40,000 Persian Jews that live there in peace. 20 synagogues in Tehran, Iran alone. They recently turned down $30,000 to leave and emigrate to Israel. That is their home. They practice their faith in peace.
This
is all nonsense.
I would add on to that, Bill, and of course, you know, I agree with your point of view here in its entirety. I would add this, that if you look at what's going on in Palestine, for example, specifically
Correct.
In Palestine right now, you frequently see stories in the mass media suggesting that the Christians are being oppressed or suppressed or otherwise, you know, terrorized and harassed by the Muslims. But if you go to the Christian leaders in Palestine, they'll say, no, it's not the Muslims who are the problem, it's the Jews who are the problem.
Correct.
And
that's what
been
I would refer
this
to
way
as
throughout
propaganda.
History.
It's just propaganda. It's just more of the same that they feed us. I've seen the photos online of the Israeli tanks staring down the Orthodox Christian priests, in front of their churches and shooting at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre let's not forget the 350 Christian churches and mosques that have been destroyed in Palestine. So, one only need read the Talmud to really understand the supremacy and who the real enemy is. And this stuff just gets me going. I actually did not call to talk about this at all, Mike. I really didn't want to get caught up in this drama, but I'm taking it personally now. you know, the long and short of it is this: united we stand, divided we fall. And Ted Pike, I hope, just reevaluates his position, because people of all faiths must come together to expose the enemy and work together.
You know, Bill, let me just make another comment in regard to that Church of the Holy Sepulchre. If you recall, the way the mass media played that, when the Palestinians took refuge in that church, the mass media in this country tried to make it sound like they had taken over that church by force. They had, in fact, been invited to take refuge in the church. Then it was the Israelis were firing on the church to try to get the Palestinians who were inside.
Right.
All right. Well, we are going to the break. Bill, thanks for your call. All right. When we come back, we'll be able to squeeze in one more caller here. I think we've got Dave from Massachusetts. We'll bring Dave up when we come back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There we go.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308 0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. I'm going to have to hold Dave off. We got a call from Mark Glenn, and since Mark Glenn was mentioned here, I think we owe Mark Glenn a couple minutes to respond. Mark, come on up.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
All righty.
Hey, listen, I sorry that you have to deal with my issues again, but since I was at least tangentially the topic of discussion here, I want to nip a few things in the bud as far as Rita's comments. Reed and I were close until she until I countered what she was saying on the RBN chat room concerning the Muslims, because she basically was doing the same thing that Ted Pike is doing, taking quotes out of the Quran and taking them out of context and saying that this happened and that happened. And I said, no, this is not true. You are factually inaccurate in this. The Quran says this and the Quran says that. And this is the whole thing that caused this little rift between Rita and me, is the fact that I basically embarrassed her on the chat room. Actually, she embarrassed herself by running her mouth off about things that she knew nothing about, much in the same way that Ted Pike is doing lately with these two articles. As far as, and I mean, look, even within the span of this five-minute conversation that you had with Rita, she displayed this propensity for the, she said that Gaul was Spain, which we know historically is not true. Gaul was France. And then, of course, she said that Chuck Carlson went to prison, when what she really meant or thought she meant was Chuck Colson. But the fact of the matter is, this is a problem with people who, you know, the old saying, a little bit of information is dangerous. And you get people who have a little bit of information on the Muslims, and in particular on the religion of Islam, that for the most part has been provided them by the Jews who have an interest in seeing this war furthered. And so all of a sudden, just like on September 11th, after people had gotten a good heavy dose of what was said about the Muslims and about the Islamic religion, everybody became an expert on it and said,
exactly,
oh,
that's true.
Yeah, they believe this and they believe that. And unfortunately, and this is the tragic thing, even within our own movement, you have people who still, even 7 years after the fact, still allow themselves to be duped by their enemies.
Well, Mark, I will say this much, and thank you for calling in. You know, I do know that all this time, or I should say all the years leading up to 9-1-1, I often saw these fawning articles in conservative publications saying how wonderful it was that the Muslims were joining us in fighting against communism, and Muslims are ideal Republicans because they're family values people and they're anti-communist, and they're really a lot like us. But then, after September 11th, when it became convenient for the purpose of Zionism's needs to turn the Muslims into the grand enemy of the 21st century, there was a complete turnabout. So yes, you're absolutely right about that. I had forgotten the details of what had gone down between you and Rita and Hashem on his program. So I'm glad you filled that in, because obviously that wasn't clear, but, you know, I have to say that, you know, Rita has her right to her point of view, but obviously, you know, that, you know, she has her personal problem with you that I don't know how much that colored her point of view vis-a-vis what Ted had to say.
Well, let's put it this way. I know Rita well enough to know that as a hardcore Catholic, she thinks that Ted Pike is going straight to hell because he's not a Catholic. And anybody else who doesn't subscribe to her particular brand of Catholicism. So whatever praise she may be giving Ted, she's saying it with a forked tongue, because if you were to have a conversation with her about any non-Catholics of any stripe, she would say, well, they're all going to hell because they're not Catholic. And one more point I would like to make. Particularly anybody who is being seduced by these latest arguments by Ted Pike. Ted Pike certainly didn't have a problem with any kind of interfaith work when he was working with Rabbi Daniel Lappin a year or so ago. And he did not have any problem.
Who is pro-Zionist, by the way.
Pro-Zionist. And he didn't have any problem with Ahmadinejad when Ted Pike took the video that Ahmadinejad made for me for the conference and linked his own anti-ADL message to it. You can see it on the internet. He didn't have a problem with